are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
One of my favorite year-end events is the discussion, the annual discussion of the Word of the Year. Various dictionaries and websites and literary sources will suggest various words that seem to speak to the culture and the context of this particular year. Some recent years have included words like selfie and vape, post-truth, techlash, gaslighting, and the word they as a non-binary gender pronoun. All these words, various ways, reflecting changes in our culture. Well, for the year 2020, we could suggest several words that would make this sermon very quickly into an R-rated sermon, but we're not going to talk about those words today. There are some other words that are pretty obvious as words of the year for 2020, words like coronavirus and pandemic. There's some other contenders like quarantine, lockdown, or doom scrolling that would make sense to define this past year. And some people have offered hopeful words for the year 2021, words like perseverance, or compassion, or resilience. Words are pretty important to us as Christians as well. And as we begin the year 2021, we continue our recent tradition of providing an Epiphany star for anyone who wants one, a word inspired by the star that the Magi saw when they came to worship baby Jesus, the new king. Each star word is different, and we encourage you to spend time reflecting on that word, that it would guide you and lead you over the course of the year. If you haven't gotten your word yet, please contact the church office. The Bible has around 750,000 words, depending on which translation you're using. That's like 750,000 words. And while all of them are important, we pay a little more attention to some words as opposed to others. In the beginning. If you've done some Bible study or been around the church for a while, you are probably aware that these are the first words of the first book of the Bible. Genesis, that first book, tells the story of creation. And it says, in the beginning, God created. And it goes on to tell that story of creation. And if you've done some Bible study in your life, you may know that there are four Gospels, four books that tell the story of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the one whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. And if you know that, you just might know that of these four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are fairly similar in terms of content and style. And then you might know that John's Gospel, the fourth Gospel, is different. It's a little bit more poetic. It's a little bit more philosophical. It's a little bit more theological, some might say. And if you've really been paying attention in church, and if you've done some serious Bible study, then I'm guessing you will know that like Genesis, like the first book of the Bible, the Gospel according to John opens with the very same words, in the beginning. But instead of describing the creation of the world, John's Gospel paints a different picture for us. Listen for God's word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And then just a few verses later, John's Gospel says, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. Isn't that fascinating? The Bible says the Word was with God. The Word was God, right there from the beginning. And Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. I know some of you are fans of The Message, a contemporary translation of the Scriptures, and that translation is fascinating when we turn to John chapter 1. The same words we just heard rendered a little bit differently go like this. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. With all this talk about words, it seems that we as Christians need to pay very careful attention to the words we use, the words we read, the words we share. In her delightful book, Caring for Words in a Culture of Lies, author and Christian Marilyn McIntyre encourages us to enjoy words and reclaim them as instruments of love, healing, and peace. And then just a few pages later, she writes, words are entrusted to us as equipment for our life together to help us survive, guide, and nourish one another. So in the spirit of reclaiming and utilizing words, and in recognition that the Word has moved into the neighborhood, I invite you over the next several weeks to reflect on your Epiphany Star Word, to consider joining our Disciple Bible Study, a 12-week deep dive into the New Testament that begins with a Zoom gathering on Wednesday, January 13th. And I encourage you to fully engage with our sermon and devotional series that begins today, Words of Wisdom, Words of Faith. In worship over the next six Sundays, you'll hear from six different people reflecting on six different words. And during the week, we invite you to read and reflect on the devotional with reflections written by different people from this congregation, a new word for every day. The devotional is available on our webpage. You can get a daily email if you'd like to opt into that, or you can get a hard copy from the church office. Over the next 6 weeks, my hope is that you'll spend some time maybe slowing down a little bit, maybe blocking out some time just to ponder one word at a time. Maybe even get your phone out and set it for 30 seconds or 60 seconds or a few minutes and just take some deep breaths and just think about that word and open yourself to what God has to say to you. Let that word work on you. Let that word speak to you. Maybe you need a word to motivate you to change or to redirect you as the new year begins. Maybe you need to let go of a bad habit. So a word like repent or go or forgive might be the word that you really ponder for a little bit. Perhaps you need a word to help you hear the call of the gospel, a word like sacrifice or justice or serve. Or maybe in these difficult times you need a word of blessing or encouragement, a word like hope or peace or renewal. Jesus is the Word made flesh, God's Word who came to teach us and lead us along the way. As our friends in the United Church of Christ remind us, God is still speaking. Are we listening? Are we really listening? Are we going to stop sleepwalking through life? Are we going to stop listening too much to the voices of greed and selfishness and despair? Are we going to be able to tune in to God's word that calls us to something new and different? Are we going to take God's word seriously? Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. Thanks be to God for the Word made flesh in Jesus to call us and claim us, to forgive us, to comfort us, to challenge us, and to lead us on the journey ahead. Amen.